KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Starting off with high school softball scores for you from last night in Hawkeye 10 play. It was Creston winning the first game over Atlantic in a doubleheader by a score of 5-2, but Atlantic won the second contest there by a score of 12-4. Also, it was Glenwood defeating Denison Schleswig in a couple of games, 2-0 in the first game, 5-2 in the second. Kemper Catholic also took a pair from Shenandoah, 13-0 and 7-3. And Harlan was a winner over Red Oak, 17-0 and 12-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, Riverside beat Cam 15-2. It was Missouri Valley over Griswold, 7-5. Underwood beat Constable's Thomas Jefferson, 8-7. In Rolling Hills play, it was Exira EHK 10-0 over Adair Casey. Grandview Park Baptist beat Orient Maxburg 4-3. Other scores in softball play, IKM Manning over Audubon 11-1. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City East 11-5. Des Moines Christian a 5-0 winner over Guthrie Center. Earlham beat Coon Rapids Bayard 11-1. East Mills over Sydney 19-17. East Union over Bedford 9-5. Madrid beat Panorama 11-0. Mount Air was a 4-2 winner over Lenox. Nottoway Valley beat Corning 8-7. And Stanton was a 7-6 winner over Villisca. High school baseball scores for you from last night. Creston and Atlantic in a doubleheader. It was Creston winning 9-8 and 6-5. As the second game went into eight innings of play. So Creston winning those contests there over the Trojans. Glenwood was a 5-3 winner and a 7-5 winner, taking a pair from Denison Schleswig. Harlan also took a pair from Red Oak in a doubleheader, 7-0 and 8-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, Missouri Valley and Audubon played a doubleheader, 12-0 and 19-3. They scored as Missouri Valley wins both contests. Underwood was a 5-2 winner over Tri-Center. In Rolling Hills action, Cam over Riverside 4-2. Exira EHK beat Adair Casey 2-0. Glidden Ralston 4-0 over Iowa Christian Academy. Other baseball scores, Bedford beat East Union 10-0. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Earlham 9-0. Des Moines Christian over Guthrie Center 8-0. Lenox topped Mount Air 7-2. Logan Magnolia got by Trainer 5-4. Nishnabotna won a doubleheader against Essex South Page 12-2 and 9-2. Nottoway Valley blanked Corning 15-0. It was Panorama over Madrid 15-13. Sioux City East took a pair from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 9-2 and 9-5. And Stanton was a 12-11 winner over Villisca. Let's look at high school baseball action for you from last night. In college baseball, Eric Filia drove in a career-high 5 runs. Nick Vander Toog limited Mississippi State to 5 hits in 8 innings, and also UCLA went on to win its first national championship in baseball 8-0 last night. The Bruins completed a 2-game sweep in the College World Series finals and ended the season with 11 straight wins as they had a record of 49-17. Vander Toog held off the Bulldogs 51-20 when they threatened in the 4th, 5th, and 8th innings and recorded his 4th win in the NCAA tournament. Vander Toog struck down to 6 and walked 1. David Berg pitched in the 9th. Filia produced runs with a sacrificed fly, squeeze bunt, and 2 base hits as the Bruins scored their most runs in 18 games. Bulldog starter Luis Polarena lasted only 1 inning. UCLA allowed 4 runs in 5 games to set a CWS record for fewest in the metal bat era that started back in 1974. In Major League Baseball action, a game you heard here on KJN, Alan Craig homered and had a season-high 4 hits with 3 RBIs, and Carlos Beltran and David Freese both added a homer as the St. Louis Cardinals got back on track by rolling to a 13-5 win over the Houston Astros on Tuesday night. The Cardinals managed just 7 runs combined in a 3-game sweep by the Texas Rangers, the first time they were swept this season. On Tuesday, they piled up the same number of runs in the 4th inning alone, powered by a 3-run triple by Matt Carpenter. Jake Westbrook didn't allow a hit until the 6th inning and yielded 4 hits and 4 runs in 6 innings in his 3rd start since coming off the disabled list. Houston starter Lucas Harrell entered the game with a 1.73 ERA in 4 starts this month, but things went wrong quickly. He allowed 7 hits and 7 runs and 4 walks in 3 and a third innings. Chris Medlin outpitched the Royals' Irvin Santana over 7 innings. Jason Hayward hit a go-ahead homer in the Atlanta Braves. Bullpen hung on for a 4-3 victory Tuesday night in the team's first visit to Kansas City. Medlin limited the Royals to a run in the first and Eric Hosmer's 2-run homer in the 5th while striking out 5. He turned the game over to Jordan Walden, who survived a leadoff walk in the 8th inning to get the game into the hands of Craig Kimbrell. The Braves closer walked Mike Moustakas and gave up a single to David Luff to start the ninth, but rallied to strike out Elliot Johnson and Jared Dyson. Kimbrel intentionally walked Alex Gordon to load the bases and then got Alcides Escobar to fly out to right on the first pitch. Other scores from Major League Baseball in interleague play, it was Boston over Colorado 11-4, Miami top Minnesota 4-2, White Sox got by the Mets 5-4, Oakland over Cincinnati 7-3, Pittsburgh beat Seattle 9-4. In the AL, Baltimore squeaks back Cleveland 6-3, it was the Yankees over Texas 4-3, the Angels beat up on Detroit 14-8, it was Tampa Bay 5-1 over Toronto. In the National League, Washington a 7-5 winner over Arizona. Milwaukee beats the Chicago Cubs 9-3. Philadelphia a winner over San Diego 6-2. And the Dodgers beat San Francisco 6-5. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Omaha winning a doubleheader against Oklahoma City. Took the first game 2-0. And then the Storm Chasers won the second one 5-4. They actually lost the second one 5-4. So Oklahoma City did get a split there yesterday with Omaha. Also, Memphis was a winner over the iCubs 7-0 in Tuesday's PCL play. In other Major League Baseball news, New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez has tweeted that his hip surgeon has cleared him to play in rehabilitation games, a move that angered general manager Brian Cashman. Cashman told ESPN.com that when the Yankees want to announce something, they will. Cashman added that Alex should just shut up, placing a profanity in between shut and up. Rodriguez had left hip surgery on January 16th and has been working out at the Yankees complex in Tampa, Florida. Arizona Diamondbacks utility man Eric Hinsky dropped the appeal of his suspension after it was reduced to one game from five. Hinsky was punished by Major League Baseball for his role in a benches clearing brawl with the LA Dodgers 2 weeks ago. One of eight members of the two teams to be suspended, Hinsky served the suspension during the D-backs game at Washington on Tuesday. Arizona also made two roster moves on Tuesday, reinstating second baseman Aaron Hill from the 15-day disabled list and optioning Joe Patterson to AAA Reno. Hill hit .306 the first 10 games of the season before breaking his left hand and being hit by a pitch thrown by Pittsburgh's James McDonald on April the 9th. Also, in other Major League Baseball moves, the Chicago Cubs have designated former All-Star Carlos Marmol for assignment, parting ways with a struggling reliever. Marmol was 2-4 with two saves and a 5.86 ERA in 31 appearances this season, striking out 32 while walking 21 batters. In tennis news, Serena Williams has stretched her winning streak to 32 matches as she seeks her sixth Wimbledon title. Williams breezed through her opening round match, downing Mandy Minella of Luxembourg 6-1, 6-3. Williams didn't drop a single point on her serve until the start of the second set, when Minella took 2-0 lead after Williams double faulted on breakpoint. Williams won the next four games to regain control and broke again to wrap up the match. Other day two winners in the women's division have been 4th seed Agnieszka Radwańska and 6th seeded Lee Na, also 7th seeded Angelique Kerber, 14th seeded Sam Stosur, and Americans Madison Keys and Allison Riske. Number 10 Maria Kirilenko was the highest seed to lose, falling to Britain's Laura Robson 6-3, 6-4. In men's play, the top seed Novak Djokovic won his opening match by disposing of Germany's Florian Mayer 6-3, 7-5, 6-4. Djokovic is joined in the second round by 4th seed David Ferrer, 8th seed Juan Martin Del Potro, and number 9 seed Richard Gasquet. And a trio of American men have advanced to the second round, Dennis Kudla, Bobby Reynolds, and James Blake. Bobby Labonte's consecutive start streak will come to an end at 704 races in a run that began back in 1993. Labonte has not entered a race Saturday night at Kentucky Speedway, which will bring an end to the second longest active start streak in NASCAR behind Jeff Gordon's 705 starts. That's a look at the latest sports this morning for you here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.